KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Friday. Welcome to the Noon News. This update brought to you by American Painting. Win a ride for you and your child in the KBND traffic copter. Email us at kbnd@kbnd.com. Have your child do it. Tell us why you deserve the ride. Winners chosen monthly. Now, with our update, Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. Health officials in Crook County fear they may have a second case of meningitis. On March 9th, a Crook County high school student was diagnosed, and he's in a Portland hospital upgraded to serious condition. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Any strain of meningococcal bacteria is very serious, and fatality rate is high.
Health officials in Prineville are on alert. They are trying to figure out if there's another case of meningitis. Yesterday, a 24-year-old male with similar symptoms was taken to Pioneer Memorial Hospital in Prineville and then to St. Charles via AirLink. Health Department spokesperson Karen Yergain says there are a handful of people who had close contact with the man, and they have been notified. Yergain says there is a vaccine available to prevent some cases of meningitis in teenagers.
In Oregon, about a little over half of the strain that we see is type B, which is not contained in any of the vaccines. So we prevent that mainly with being aware and catching illness quickly and doing preventative treatment for close contacts.
The rest of the strains seen in Oregon are preventable through vaccination. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Investigators expect to release more details today on the search for missing Bend woman Sandra Meyer. Her husband, John, was found shot to death in his home on Wednesday. Police are not saying anything about his death other than they're investigating whether it was self-inflicted. Officers have searched several locations for Sandra with no success. Friends and family remain puzzled on Sandra's disappearance and the death of her husband. Sandra's husband claims his wife left for a book club meeting a week ago Wednesday night and has not been seen since. Her car was later found in the Old Mill District parking lot. A visionary Bend leader will be laid to rest today. Former Bend City Manager Art Johnson died earlier this month. His funeral will be at Grace First Lutheran at 1:30 today. Pastor Joe Leah Broughton says he was a leader in the community and at his church.
You know, all the stories I've heard and everything, you know, all just parallel that whole process of being a very gentle man, but a very organized and insightful man, and people liked working for him. People became his friends, and had a big impact on Central Oregon in a lot of ways.
Art Johnson was Bend City Manager from 1972 to 1986. A memorial service for Dustin Weber, the 25-year-old killed when a tsunami wave hit Crescent City, California, will be held next weekend. Weber was attempting to photograph the huge waves in Northern California last Friday when one carried him out to sea. Attempts to rescue him failed. Dustin grew up in the Bend area and attended Trinity Lutheran Church and had just moved to Crescent City. His memorial service will be next Sunday, March 27th at 2 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran. For more details on these stories, go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.